This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, our Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers and everybody that's out there, regardless of what you're doing and how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And please don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and check out all the different things we have to offer over there. Plus, you can get the podcast over there, too, and play it anytime you want. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Just to kind of cement the IG report up a little bit, we were talking about the fact that it was approximately 500 pages. The mainstream media and the Democrats were having a really good time spinning it to mean one thing.
Well, what's at issue here is they falsely got the first FISA warrant signed.
Right.
Through the FISA court.
Right.
And the submissions that were included in the first process were false.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, they didn't go check any of the piece parts of the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Or all things Carter Page. Then it's renewed three more times.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody changed any of the documents again. It's almost like it was, we're keeping everything intact, just sign it again, because they go in 6 month increments.
Mm-hmm.
So all four requests to the FISA court were false.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Horowitz is trying to explain. Now, the Democrats aren't touching that part, and neither is James Comey himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course
so,
not.
Yeah, so therein lies where the Democrats are getting it completely wrong. I listened to quite the exchange yesterday on the Five with Juan Williams, and he was, you know, anything that was actually said in the report, he's denying, but yet he's still standing on the side of the FBI and Horowitz. So it's kind of like, you know, dude, you didn't even read it.
Well, let's drift over now to the U.S. Attorney Durham, because there's all kinds of speculation going on as to what he's doing, and people are going, not so fast here. Mr. Durham is on a very methodical path to, and by the way, I had Dan DeMann, my professor emeritus from Purdue University, on an hour ago. And he talked about what he thought was transpiring here based on his government experience. And he said, and these are his words, not mine, and I'll try to paraphrase it because I don't remember exactly, but I got it basically. He said that Durham, he would not be surprised if Durham does not have several people in his bullseye, not just one, not just two, but a half dozen or more.
I think that's a logical conclusion. I mean, if anybody's paying any kind of attention to the travels and the kind of work that Durham does, that would be an obvious conclusion.
So that being said, and then Dan also said he felt that the report would probably not come out until not any earlier than March, April, May, maybe even June of next year, his report. Does that make sense?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, so we're all in agreement with that. Now let's drift over here to the latest thing that's come out. Call it a double Rudy if you want. How's that? Rudy Giuliani has indicated he's going to report on his Ukraine trip this week, which is going to bring in another bunch of stuff, probably this time about the Bidens, but we're being told, some people are being told, or leaking, or whatever the case may be, they may not know, don't know, that it's not just about the Bidens. It's not about Joe Biden or his son Hunter. There are some other players in the game that Rudy's going to talk about.
I've written about this a couple of times. When the aid was held by Trump, his questioning on holding the aid was, are any other countries helping out the Ukraine besides the United States? And furthermore, Zelensky is an unknown quantity. He's never been a politician. So the question is, Ukraine's corrupt. It's been corrupt for decades and decades. You know, we send these kinds of, we either send money or military aid or a combination of both, and does it go into a black hole? Can we trust anybody in Ukraine with the kind of money that we've been consistently sending them since, Russia came in and took control of Crimea and then was moving into Ukraine, hence the war. Now, when the money goes, the Department of Defense was supposed to, because of the way the law was written in the National Defense Authorization Act, that the Department of Defense has to certify that the corruption within the military side, mm-hmm. has met a standard that we would release the aid to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way the Department of Defense, they certified that they, their statement, but not that corruption had been eliminated. The words were, Ukraine has made substantial gains.
Hold that thought.
That includes the rest of the country.
Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll complete that. And we're also going to talk about this the pilot program, because Pensacola temporarily has halted that. And we'll get into that and some more. I'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago.
The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And how about considering giving a gift of membership to one of your loved ones? Because what do 350,000-plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or whatever you have to do to defend yourself. Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys. Now, they know the legal system doesn't always get it right because the last person standing is the first person authorities look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link, the red, white, and blue link, right there in the right upper side of the page. And the first thing you'll see come down will be a window that says, would you like to sign up for the free gun a day drawing? Well, obviously, you probably would. So do that. And then when that window goes away, then you'll see the three levels of membership available to you, and for whichever one you choose, you will get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. So it's well worth the investment and well worth the peace of mind knowing that if something happens, you are flat out covered. Period. End of story. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
To continue our conversation, I'll let you pick up where you left off because we kind of had to stop, so go right ahead.
Well, what's at issue here is the words the Department of Defense used to certify that the funds could be released, and that is the Ukraine military minister has made significant strides in eliminating corruption on the military side. That speaks nothing about the rest of the country. And so Rudy is, and others, and it also includes our own FBI, by the way, is looking at the rest of the country, including the illegitimate elections, money laundering, illicit activities, financial instruments transfers, because there's a bank that was in Ukraine called Private Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And Private Bank was run by two oligarchs, and they essentially stole $5.5 billion.
Good biggest, Lord.
The biggest, yes. And so when Trump says, do us a favor, America's been through a lot, it wasn't personal. It is, hey, you know, do we want to, we don't know who this Zelensky character is. I mean, he was never a politician. He didn't have a track record.
He was a professional comedian, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay. So there's lots to look at there. And so everybody's saying, well, Rudy's over there, and he's, you know, he's Trump's personal attorney. Well, yeah, he is. And it just happens to be in a view of all the things corrupt in Ukraine, it happens to include the Bidens, but it doesn't stop with the Bidens.
Right.
So there we are.
Okay. Now, the military aviation trainees, not just pilots, but the people that are in that program training, Saudi Arabia and other countries, I believe, in the Middle East. It's not just Saudi Arabia. We heard about 177 of them that have been put on the side here as the program has been temporarily suspended here in Florida. But the total is more like, what, 588 across the country now?
What's at issue is that I think there's some kind of a threshold in, and we have said there is a quota. And the quota, I think the number is 800.
Mm-hmm.
We will allow 800 foreign military to come to the United States in various locations and train, whether it is flight training, navigation training, you know, helicopters, or whatever it may be. And they're assigned to various bases around the United States based on what the concentration is of that particular military base.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a real handle on the number of people, foreigners, that are included in this.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think, four bases here in Florida that do have Saudis in them. But there are other locations across the United States. So we don't know if we've suspended all 800. We don't know if it's just Saudis, because the way it's saying is the U.S. Navy is hauling flight training for more than 300 Saudi students. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and two other bases in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to, is the Army looking at the same thing? So we just have to kind of go slow on this, because I think there has to be some collaboration and discussions that go on at the Pentagon.
Okay. I don't think they're going to stop this program altogether, although they might want to consider it.
I disagree.
Okay. Again, we have bases over in these countries. In particular, I believe it's called the Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. We could certainly be doing a lot of this over there, couldn't we?
Well, I mean, we've got a large footprint in Saudi Arabia. It doesn't say that we couldn't do it. I mean, we train. We're doing all kinds of training in Iraq. We're doing all kinds of training in Afghanistan. You know, we could pick Oman. We could pick United Arab Emirates. We could say, we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to ask the Emiratis to do it, or we're going to ask Jordan to do it. But here's the thing. Saudi Arabia buys all of their military equipment from the United States,
mm-hmm.
all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have to kind of go slow on these relationships, and so there's lots of moving parts. We just can't say, suspend it all and terminate, we're getting all Saudis out of the United States. There's lots. moving pieces to this.
Okay, now there's a report that just came out here from Fox. It's a story that just surfaced. It says the pot meets the kettle. And it says Adam Schiff is defying federal courts and is guilty of abuse of power himself. So says Greg Jarrett, legal commentator on Fox News.
Yep. Fact.
Yep. And Alan Dershowitz, we know, has come out and said that he believes that this is all unconstitutional. But, yep, there won't be any constitutional finding.
The two articles of impeachment are not in violation of the Constitution. Those two articles, you have to build a case. You have to say, you know, what is it that there was abuse of power and not cooperating with Congress? Because abuse of power is not a crime.
Mm-hmm. And then,
so,
okay.
Now the next question is, you've got two articles of impeachment.
Right.
And so Pelosi has to assign what is known as impeachment managers. And a manager takes each article to represent it in the Senate. Now, the question is, who's she going to choose? And there are a couple of names here that want to be chosen. One is Hakeem Jeffries out of New York.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
The other is Jamie Raskin out of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Zoe Loughran, who I think out of California. She'd be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put her in there. That's fine with me. David Cicilline.
Rhode Island. There's a prime example of an individual.
Or Val Demings or Adam Schiff himself. So she's got to make some. I mean, Jackie Speier, California. So she has to look at who she wants to be the managers, and, you know, I think whatever. But now the big thing is happening today is Horowitz is testifying.
Yeah, yeah.
So that ought to make for some very good TV.
That's in front of Lindsey Graham's committee, right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And what time is that?
Okay. I don't know what time that is. I think you can look over at C-SPAN and see what time that's scheduled. I would imagine either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. But that will make for some very good TV.
Okay.
Now, is another piece I want to throw out to your listeners, and that is that as impeachment moves from the House over to the Senate, there is chatter out there that Lindsey Graham won't call any witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he does, it gives the impeachment process legitimacy in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that thinking. I, on the other hand, think that the United States has been through a lot. We want it all out on the table.
Okay. Well, to be discussed tomorrow after we hear from the IG, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check her out. Find out the article she writes, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on articles of impeachment against President Trump. Then, after the new year, the Senate will take over the process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the trial will come after the Christmas break. And then...
The House managers would come over, make their argument. The president's lawyers would then respond.
Then, after that, McConnell says the Senate has two different choices.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or it could decide, and again, 51 members could make that decision, that they've heard enough and believe they know what would happen and could move to vote on the two articles of impeachment.
But McConnell emphasizes at this time, no decisions have yet been made. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. We'll tell you all about where they are and what they can do for you. But in the meantime, let's listen to what they have to say right now coming up with their little announcement.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. The first location happens to be in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside of the area of Boston, Massachusetts. And the second one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, they know at the National Aviation Academy that more and more young people are not just driving in a vehicle and headed off to college because that's where they're going. They know that more of them have gone to technical schools to learn a trade because they can come right out, get a job, and away they go. Well, that's true. But if you're in a trade that, say, is going to be a union job, like a carpenter, an electrician, a plumber, a welder,
a heavy equipment operator, even a truck driver in some cases, you're not going to start out at what you think you're going to, because you're going to be what's called an apprentice, and you're going to start out at a lower level. As a matter of fact, we used to call them 80 percenters, and I think they still do, because you don't get paid full salary for doing what you're doing. So if you want to start out with a job that will pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year, then I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take their tour. You want to take a tour of one of their facilities and see what they're all about. It'll let you know exactly what's going on. So there you go. So keep that in mind. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and the phone number 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, in the Army, Army news right now, the crews of the Abrams tanks are going to be using a new kit in Europe in 2020 to counter the proliferation of portable rockets and missiles that seem to be available to the other side. The U.S. Army is going to test a new active protection system or on their M1 Abrams tanks during the Defenders Europe 2020 exercise this spring, and as well as send the service's first set of new missile and rocket countermeasures to outfit an armored brigade on the continent. We'll see how that works out. This is a first. Also, a fire in Fort Wainwright up in Alaska, the U.S. Army post is there, has displaced four families and military housing up there at that time of the year when it's a bad time of the year any time to have a fire. But right now at Christmas time, they lost all of their stuff. I know there's some people that are on the base that are trying to help them out with their Christmas plans so that they can replenish some of what they got. By the way, the Navy, not to be outdone, released their newest uniform regulation reforms as part of a larger effort to introduce what officials are calling flexibility to the clothes that sailors wear. The Navy Personnel Command released uniform reforms that are designed to address everything from blizzard weather conditions to your next swim test. So they got it all going there in the Navy right now. Now, 3 days after he killed three sailors and wounded eight others at the Florida Navy base in Pensacola, Florida, questions remain about how the Saudi Royal Air Force second lieutenant got a handgun in the first place. Now, I can tell you that a full-scale investigation has been launched into that, because the excuse that I've heard come back to me several times is, well, he got an out-of-state hunting license, which established his opportunity or whatever to be able to buy a firearm. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I'm questioning why we've got somebody from Saudi Arabia in this country buying a firearm and then managing to get it on a military base. And then again, the other question is, this was a military base where the only people that had the guns were the shore police at the main gate and the Department of Defense police on base, and that was it. So that meant that there was upwards to maybe half a dozen on a base this size. I'm just guessing at the number based on the gates I'm looking at. But anyway, about half a dozen based on what we had here. We'll let you know more when we find out. By the way, it's all hands on deck right now to fix the USS Gerald R. Ford and get it on deployment, according to the acting Secretary of the Navy. Said that in a December 6th directive. And the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, has made public comments in a direction to try to get the force up to where they wanted at, 365 ship fleet by 2030. So we'll see what happens. They're trying to find a new way to find a path to quickly get it to 355 ships from where it is right now. And we'll see what it takes to do that. By the way, the USS John F. Kennedy, a Gerald R. Ford class carrier, has also been christened, and it will soon be, once they get it taken care of, all taken care of, it'll soon be doing some sea trials itself. And as a part of an ongoing effort to modernize officer career paths, the Chief of Navy Personnel folded the Mustangs with surface ordnance designators into the ranks of surface electronics experts. So what used to be called as a Mustang in the Navy is now being put into surface electronics experts. That's the new category. By the way, federal authorities are currently investigating a cyber attack on the city of Pensacola, home to the Naval Air Station, which happened a few days after the attack there. Somebody went after the computers and managed to screw that all up. We'll see how that works out. The acting Secretary of the Navy also ordered a 22% increase in spending on education within the Navy, calling for more than $100 million to be shifted around this year and for $350 million to be added in the out years to better focus on the service's educational needs. Now, an appeals court has ruled that an elderly disabled veteran and others that qualified for this who were exposed to ionizing radiation while cleaning up a 1996 nuclear bomb disaster in Spain are now eligible to sue for disability benefits for their related illnesses in a class action suit. No surprise there. Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, up in the panhandle, will start receiving Air Force Global Strike Command's new patrol helicopter, the MH-139, and its new test, the detachment at Duke Field, was taking and looking and examining, doing the testing of the aircraft there. By the way, Marines' alleged drug offenses during the 2018 Middle East deployment led to the separation of four Marines, two for alleged positive cocaine tests, and the other two were involved in an alleged illegal shipment of steroids. Wow. All right, here comes the music, and that means that right around the corner we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We certainly have some questions for him this morning pertaining to the economy. You have yourself a good day, and if you got to leave us right now, remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning to everybody in the chat room. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Margie. Good morning, Roberts. Good morning, George. Our buddy George is here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our good friends at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe, which is inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Retail Store, 2525 27th Street South in Brains in Florida. And for all you folks that are down here for the winter and all you vacationers that are in Florida, it's in the Florida Tourist Guide. They are listed in the Florida Tourist Guide as Mixon's Fruit Farms in Bradenton. But inside is this great little place to eat. I call it the hidden gem of Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And they're open Monday through Saturday. You can get a great lunch there, whether or not you want a sandwich or a salad or a bowl of soup or chili or whatever you want. They've got some really good homemade stuff there. And I'm telling you, it's really going to take care of your palate in quite great shape. Now, Grandma's Pot Roast, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese sandwich. You got to try that one. Your choice of bread. They make the bread right there on the premises, too. And then they've got the loaded BLT with applewood bacon stacked high. You're going to love it. So there you go. You got to try the bacon. I'm telling you, if you like bacon, it's good. So skip the line. Call ahead if you'd like. 941-748-5829. Pick up your order and away you go. But that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm Store at 2525 27th Street South down there in Bradenton, Florida. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The IG, Mr. Horowitz, is going to testify today in front of Senator Lindsey Graham's committee. I can't wait to hear what that's going to entail.
Well, we'll see. I'm not too confident in regards to the Senate, in regards to going about handling things. Again, they want to basically shut down the any movement into the Senate. Mitch McConnell does in regards to a court case in regards to impeachment, where Donald Trump wants to basically expose everybody. This might be one big circle the wagons type of deal where we say, hey, we got to protect Biden, and you know, because he was a senator too. Don't forget, Matt, he was a part of that fraternity, and they protect each other. So we'll see how far the senators go when it comes to this Horowitz report, or whether they punt on the whole thing.
Well, we will, but there's a Rudy Giuliani report that's coming out, too, supposedly this week, from his trip to the Ukraine. Now, not only does he have records and things that he got over there, he also happens to have a television crew that went with him, and they documented some of this stuff that he was doing, because it was part of a documentary that they were doing on the Ukraine. Rudy just happened to be one of the people that was involved in it. So that being said, that could be very interesting.
This is going to be a part of this sort of thing, or
no? This is something separate. Rudy Giuliani is releasing the big news on Newsmax today. Was Rudy Giuliani is releasing the report that he made? It says he'll report on the Ukraine trip this week.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the old saying, if, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Will the media report on it? Will it get any sort of traction or coverage? We'll find out.
Okay, yeah, and we will, so there you go. We'll see what happens. Now, Chris, the other thing is, before we move on, Mr. Durham, the U.S. attorney, Mr. Durham, it's widely being asserted right now that his target is on about half a dozen or so people, not just one. That makes things a little bit different. But he's very closed-lipped. His people on his grand juries and whatnot, they've been known not to say a word, because I guess he's one of the old guys that latches on with an iron fist. And if you squeal, you're liable to get yourself prosecuted. I think that's the way he works it there. So we're going to hear something sooner rather than later. I believe March to probably June of next year.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, I think. Well, it's going to be, you know, right in the midst of the election. Again, it's we're going to see whether or not that hopefully that'll get some traction and some coverage. He's been working on that for a while. I know he's got to try to put out a report that's, you know, absolutely has, you know, no bruises or blemishes and needs to be perfect, because, again, you're going after the deep state here.
Yeah, you are going after the deep state. And, again, this Rudy information, when he releases it, there's a lot about the Bidens in that, we've been told. A lot about the Bidens. And that's...
Well, I mean, it's just not the Bidens. It's everybody that's involved. It's mm-hmm. the entire system, Matt. It's, the, you know, the, how all these people within government end up getting and placing their kids in various different positions, and how they go about getting jobs, which is scary, because I think a lot of the deep state, I think a lot of Washington doesn't want that to come out. I think a lot of Republicans, you'll probably find a lot of Republicans that have got various different ties to foreign oil and gas companies.
John McCain has been rumored to have been when he was alive. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people are kind of worried, you know, I think in Washington, D.C., that it may blow up their entire system. I've been talking about this for ages. I call it the watchdog on Wall Street's axis of evil. You got big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand to further their own needs. There's a ruling class there. You know, it's like no-show jobs. If you get your family in the right position, you're going to get jobs like Hunter Biden. And what is it? He's on the board of directors at what was it, $80,000 a month? That's a no-show job.
Right. Right.
It's just like the mafia sitting around a work site somewhere doing nothing.
Yep.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And people are telling me they like what you're saying. Now, let's see if they still like what you're saying when we get done talking about the USMCA. Have you noticed the USMCA the changes that are in there. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi's taking a victory lap. Well, we negotiated and she didn't do anything. She sat on that thing for a year. Sat on it.
I know. Again, she's a politician, and you know she's saying, well, right now she's gonna start putting some things out for her various different Democrat members back at their home district, saying that they actually accomplished something. And you're gonna see how that she's gonna try to spin it as a big Democrat victory and what they put into this USMCA. We'll see, whether or not whether or not it's going to, produce the jobs that it's supposed to. I think everybody right now, quite frankly, is focused on, the China trade deal and see what's going to come out of that and how far we're going to get, whether the phase one part of the deal is going to work, whether or not we're going to put tariffs off because the date on that is December 15th. So that's coming up very quickly.
Well, there's a couple of things here about the USMCA, and I want to mention the first one about auto and manufacturing and the labor protections. The United States and Canada, you cannot make a car with labor for less than $16 an hour. United States and Canada, that's in this deal. When it comes to Mexico, they're exempt.
Well, again, because Mexico's it's more of a developing country, and I kind of get that. It's very difficult to tell countries get involved in countries' labor markets and say you have to pay people a certain amount. Now we all know Mexico is pretty much a failed state at this point in time, Matt. I mean, I look at it as a narco state, pretty much, is what we're dealing with at this point in time. The drug dealers, the biggest business there. Is drugs, and we see what's happening all the time. Very, very difficult. And I think a lot of actual auto manufacturers might be a little bit more nervous now about setting up shop in Mexico. The cars that were made in Mexico were some of the cars that actually weren't very popular cars.
You mean like the Chevy Cruze?
HHR.
Remember the Chevy HHR?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know why they had to make those cars? It's because they had to meet the CAFE standards.
Right.
So, and they were losing money. Even though they were being made in Mexico, they were losing money on those cars, every single one that they sold. So they were obviously trying to cut the losses as best they could by making the cars down there.
Mm. And I'm talking, folks, to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. One final little thing here. In short, Main Street, if you want to call them that, apparently won with the Democratic leaders, of course, trying to stall, desperate trying to get President Trump any type of win on his core issues. But the USMCA definitely highlighted the divide that there was between the far-left Washington partisans and the practical results-minded local officials who supported the deal from the very beginning.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. There's divide, and you listen, elections have consequences, Matt. We lost in 2018. The Democrats took the House, and this is why we're having this big impeachment fiasco, and this is why I can't get things done.
All righty, here comes the music. We'll talk tomorrow, and I can't wait to talk about what happens today with the IG showing up at the Senate committee with Lindsey Graham. You have a great day.
Let's hope the senators show up.
Okay, yep. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. And I will be right back with more Colonel Jim Warshak coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.